read over from the book of 1 John, I believe. Brother Darrell this morning preached our Sunday school out of this. I thank the Lord he gave Darrell a message out of this, and we got to hear it in Sunday school, but where the Lord's kind of dealt with our heart this evening, we was reading a little bit there, is on over in this fifth chapter, and may read there about the fifth chapter of 1 John, about the 10th verse. And Word of God says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." I think I'll stop right there. There's a verse in this, as we got to read back over it this evening before church. It just kept standing out to me. And Lord just kind of got the burden in our heart a little, that 12th verse. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And as we got to thinking on them things right there, the Lord got to taking our mind back over, and we got to thinking a little bit on some things, and got to going back, Dale, to where Paul was coming through a place over there, some people that was worshiping all kind of different things. They had everything set up, and they thought they was covering all their bases. And I got to thinking in that, as Paul come through, and if you read about Paul, whenever he come into somewhere, he would go in, he'd start teaching and telling in their synagogues, and start telling them the truth. Amen. He'd start preaching the gospel unto them. Yeah. And the Bible says there about him, it said, as his manner was. Yeah. In other words, that's just the way Paul was. I wonder why he was that way. Because Paul found life over on the road to Damascus one day. And in him was life. And that scripture right there, I like it, that even on up there in that tent, he said that he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Well, that changes what our manner is. That changes what our being is. Amen. When we get saved, we're not what we used to be, and we got a new manner about us. Yeah. And Paul had a manner about him. When he went somewheres, he wanted to share what he had. You know, that's the Word of God started off in the beginning, and that's just the way of God. He told man to be fruitful and multiply. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, when you get born again, when you get saved by the grace of God, you want to see life.
Yes, amen.
Well, there wasn't nothing like it when me and my wife got married. It wasn't long in our life we started praying for children. While we come together in love, we loved one another, and we wanted that love to grow. We wanted to see something come from that marriage, and we wanted to be able to see it grow. Yeah. Well, when I got born again, and as I got to growing in my life, I wanted to see other people have life.
Yes,
I wanted to see the love of God shed abroad, and I wanted people to know what the love of God was all about.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Paul had a manner about him, didn't he?
Yeah,
he had a way about him that he wanted others to have what he had.
Amen.
And I think that's the heart of a child of God. I think that's the way we are, because he said there in that, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." But we was a talking, brothers, about before church, about some of these other, I hate to call them churches, but other assemblies that gets together anymore. They ain't no life in them.
Right.
They ain't nothing there. You know, as Paul come up upon them ones over there in that day, they had a tomb, or had an altar set up to the tomb of the unknown God.
You want to know something today? There's a whole lot of our churches today that they show up every Sunday. Amen. They'll show up every Sunday night. Yes. They'll show up every Wednesday. They come in and they'll worship what they think they're calling worship. Yeah. They come in and they ain't doing nothing but worshiping an unknown God. Amen. You want to know what was there that day and everything they was doing? They wanted to see something new. Every new thing that come through, they wanted to have it. I'm going to tell you something about what I got. It ain't new. I'm going to tell you about what I got. It's from the beginning. It was everlasting. Everlasting.
Amen.
This ain't some new thing I'm preaching tonight, sir.
Everybody's trying to grab a hold of something new. Something to get somebody's attention. Something to drag them in. Something to keep them going. Something to keep their attention.
I'm going to tell you something. If the Spirit of God won't grab a hold of you, if the Spirit of God won't get your attention, you don't want nothing.
Amen. That's good preaching, brother. Amen.
On a great day to what? It's worshiping an unknown God.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
My God's got life. I told him my testimony to church this morning. I probably told it here several times. You want to know what we'll do every year naturally? A year to roll over, let's go party.
Yes, sir. Amen, Dave.
We come celebrating time. I got another year older.
Yeah.
And we go to telling, and a lot of mamas will sit around. I remember the day I gave birth. Yeah. Oh, this happened, that happened. And you recall every moment of that birth. Yeah. Oh, and then Daddy grabbed me. Daddy loved me. I cut the cord, and we go through the natural birth, and we'll celebrate that, and we'll celebrate that. Uh-huh. You know what comes from that natural birth? A natural death.
Yeah.
Hey, that all we're doing is working up for the day of death. But what happened in my heart? Back when I was 12 years old, I got life. It moved in there on the inside. I've got something to celebrate.
Amen. Amen.
I got a testimony of life.
Yes, sir.
I got something that stirs down on the inside.
Amen.
I can't tell you the natural date, but I celebrate it every day.
Yes, sir.
I wake up in the morning, brother, and I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes, sir.
I go through the middle of the day, and I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I go to bed at night. I'm glad I'm saved. Hey, oh, preacher, one of these days you're still going to die. This whole place is going to lay down. I promise you this. That the dirt on the inside has got life.
Amen.
And life more abundantly.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because he lives.
Yeah.
I live.
Yes, sir.
I remember my aunt telling about my her and my papa going to church one time. This going up a storm. I didn't hear the papa from getting to church because he didn't drive.
Yeah.
Mary said her and papa took off a walking. She said, "Well, Daddy, they ain't nobody gonna be there." He said, "Me and you will be." You know what he had?
Yeah.
A desire,
yes, sir,
to be in the house of God.
Yes, sir,
he is going to show up whether anybody else did.
Yes,
hey, he is going to worship whether anybody else did.
Yes,
how did you come to church tonight? Did you come to worship whether anybody else did?
Amen.
I did.
Yes,
why, preacher? I got life. I got naturally born. I started getting bigger every day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still getting bigger. You see me growing? I'm heading down the other way now. I can see weakness coming on now. I can see things are starting to fade away. Strength I once had, I can see it waning away. I got born again.
Yes,
I got born under everlasting life. I got
Caleb's strength never waned, did it?
Yes,
not in the natural flesh.
How much greater, Lord, our strength will be the older we get and the longer we go into the gospel.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You don't know why we hate that way a lot of times?
Because we're worse than an unknown God. We don't even know.
Well, that's right, baby. Yes, sir. God bless you. Amen.
I ain't here to defend, but I'm here to preach. We got people falling out this day and this hour we live in.
Over the sickness. It's slipping away. I tell you, I don't preach one way or the other.
Vaccines, masks, whatever. I ain't preaching on that.
And I'm going to tell you something. That's a sickness greater than that.
Going to right.
That's a sickness. I'm sick.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And you want to know what to do? It's grabbing all of them.
Yes, sir.
We got people running from the house of God. We got running people running from everything in the world to stay away from the church.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise one place. We need to get on our knees. Get closer to God.
Amen.
We got people dying to go to hell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
I'm worshiping a God that can't lose.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm worshiping a God that brought life unto the people that was dead.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How do you reckon Mary and Martha felt when old Lazarus come out of there?
Yeah.
Well, they rejoiced in it.
Yes, sir.
I've got some old Lazarus. Over at the church.
Amen,
I've got some Lazarus over at the church. You've got some Lazarus right here in the church.
Yes,
hey, they laid the tomb. Hey, surely they stink. Surely they wrapped up. Something's got them tied down. Thank God. I'm going to tell you something. I know a man named Jesus. And when he speaks their name, they'll come forth.
Yes,
one day.
Amen.
I'm going to preach him.
Yes,
sir. Well, they called him and said, Lord, he stinks.
Yeah.
I think I preached a little on that in the revival here. He told him to roll the stone back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
We worry so much about everything else.
Amen.
We try to tell God what he would be in.
Let's just follow him.
Let's just follow him.
Amen.
He's the giver of life.
Yes, he is. Amen.
When they listen, they go to stone. What he the life that come for?
That's right.
Church, don't you let nothing between me and God.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I ain't a preacher. How about unbelief? Boy, that's something God hates.
Preach a little on that this morning. Take heed.
Amen.
You better watch about not believing my God.
Come on,
you'll anger him.
Come on,
and that's when you don't want to get angry.
Amen.
Has God promised you something? It's been, what, right at 2 years since his human revival?
Yes, sir.
We've seen some come. We've seen some get saved.
Yes,
hey, has God promised you more?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what. He ain't done getting burned.
Amen.
It ain't over. There's still more!
Amen. Yes,
sir. Old Weller Hoyt Brown from down in Murphy down there preached in revival with him down at Coy's.
Down there. They said, old Hoyt said he expects somebody to get saved every service in his life today. Praise God, why do we come to church expecting anything
Amen.
Less?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Well, to show up and come through them doors, we ain't worshiping a dead God.
Amen.
You might be worshiping an unknown God. You might not know him.
Yeah.
But he ain't dead.
No, he ain't.
No. That's what Paul said. He said, hang on a minute. I'm going to preach to you about your unknown God. Let me tell you just a little about him. You might not know nothing about him tonight, but I'm going to tell you about him.
Amen.
He told that little woman to work a little. That worship
over Jerusalem. He said, you worship you know not what.
Why, they'd make a trek every year to go over and sacrifice and worship.
How many times you got up this way?
Yes, sir.
Said my son. See my son. You sat in here looking. God had lots of people sitting here.
Come on, Dave, preach right there.
Ever come in here expecting God to do something? But did you come in here expecting the same thing that happened to my son?
Yeah, we do. Amen. We're guilty. Amen. Amen.
You know what God wants us to do?
Trust Him.
Yes, sir.
Believe Him.
Amen.
What do you tell them out there?
Listen to this. In just a minute, I'll fight. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us.
Yes, sir.
What kind of confidence you got? When's the last time you asked Him something in confidence? I'm not talking about an old dead, Lord, will you touch my people? I'm talking about God.
Amen.
I know you're going to do it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's confidence.
Yes,
that's trusting and believing in the God you serve.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's alive.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He ain't dead, church.
Amen.
They might have put Him in a tomb and rolled a stone over it, but He came for it.
Yes, He did.
He conquered.
Yes,
he
did. Amen.
That sounds to me like somebody who's confident in.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I can trust Him.
Then when I pray to what His will is, He'll hear me.
That's the word, brother. Amen.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Because I'm just wondering what our desire is.
Yeah. Amen.
Preacher, we're living in a hard time.
You know where I've been reading all week over Daniel? You reckon that wasn't a hard time? You reckon Daniel was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was facing a hard time? I do reckon that was.
Yes, sir,
when's the last time somebody said there's going to throw you in a fire furnace in the line of being?
Huh? I don't reckon nobody's come by threatening it.
No.
All it takes is something small. Why, they don't even have to threaten us with nothing that big. Not to hurt our faith, not to hurt our confidence. Hey, I want you to know the God I serve, He's almighty, all-powerful, and it's impossible for Him to fail.
Amen.
That's the God I serve.
Yes, sir,
what about you, sir? Do you know? Did you remember the last time they've been alive?
Come on, brother.
There was that time back in Bible school 30 years ago. There's that time in that revival. There's this time, that time. I got a hold of something like 12 years ago. When I was quick, you don't got home to bed.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
And it ain't turned much.
No.
Well, you must be perfect. You know what? I fell more than I dreamt than anyone ever did here today.
I can't
enjoy
every day
of my life, sir.
But,
yes, sir.
I go through valleys. I go through little places.
But you know what? There's some things I know. Joe.
We through a lot of some hard places like what me and you ain't ever seen.
Well,
let me say, I know what to do with it.
Yes, sir.
It's some things He knows.
Yes, sir,
churches, there ought to be some things we know.
Amen, dude. Amen.
Trust in God and believe Him. He ain't lying. He can't lie. He is the truth.
That's right.
He is the way.
Yes.
He is the life.
You know, naturally, if my youngins had been brought forth out of the womb, they didn't have no blood in them, they'd be dead.
Yes, sir.
had you come into the church. I'm not talking about Walnut Creek. You come in through that, all you got to do, I mentioned this morning, you can get a statement of faith, you can get a letter from the sister church. Hey, you can come up baptism. All three of those things right there don't really require nothing spiritually that anybody can pick out of your life. I can just go off your word. That's all we do.
How did you truly enter the church?
He told Nicodemus, you must be born.
Yes, sir.
Except you be born again, you will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's what it says,
brother. I'm afraid today we got a lot that's in our churches that ain't never come through the blood.
That's exactly right, Ben Rice. Amen, brother.
They ain't never been born by the blood.
He told Nicodemus that. Nicodemus said, well, must I enter into my mother's womb a second time? Hey, God was talking about a spiritual birth.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
I told you, he's a spirit.
Yes, sir.
They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
Yes, sir.
You want to know why people can't stay in church over a year? Mm-hmm. Over 6 months?
Uh-huh.
Over a week?
Brother
Dad,
right.
They ain't got no blood.
Amen, brother.
You take that blood out of you, you're going to die.
Yes, sir. Go on, indeed. Amen, brother. Amen.
You know what keeps me a walking around this pulpit? Naturally in this flesh, face of blood, face of heart. That's pumping, pumping, pumping. Keeps me moving.
Yes, sir.
That's the natural side of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what spirits are about when you walk the creek tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I got a heart transplant.
Yeah.
I got born again. I got some new blood put in me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You make this all natural, man. I still love that song. We don't never sing it too much no more. Are you washed in the blood?
Yeah, but, yes, sir.
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Sir.
Are your garments spotless? Hey, are they whiter than snow?
Yeah.
Hey, are you still sat there dirty and naked?
Amen.
Hey, what's no doubt both my children come from the mother of life. Jake, come out, arms going this way, that way, well, hey, legs going this way, that way. Savannah, come out, she wasn't moving a whole lot. She sure had a cry. You know what that was? There's some evidence of life going on in that living room. When the last time you see some evidence of life, death will have to go.
Amen, brother. Amen, dude.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
I ain't talking about your natural body, how many times you sing a song. I ain't talking about how many times Mike can stand up here. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about life.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a fountain. He know not what you worship.
Amen.
He don't know. I worship the living God.
Come on, brother.
And I'm going to tell you what. I'm not being gross and cruel.
I stood over a child. This is an uncle that never saw the light of day. Come from his mother's womb. Dead. They didn't make it down the road. I didn't put it in a cream. I didn't eat that little woman and try to kill me. I'm not really mad. That's what I'm going to do. Because of that, my heart's about to say. But you know what? They ain't even saved.
Yeah.
They ain't given us some life.
Yeah.
But you want to know the love of God? He knows good and well these people sitting on a pew better than I am.
Yes, sir. And
all they do, it's the kind of
thing to
do. Because this is he's got to feed you. It's bringing it, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's milk.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll bring life to the dead.
Yes.
Hey, if that'd have been one thing that moment today, where I could have done it, I brought life to that little old child. I wanted to see it grow. I wanted to see it live.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But not a thing I could do. If I could, I'd do it. I'd pour it up a little tea in here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what God's trying to do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's got a bucket of life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's a passionate little piece.
Yes, he is. Amen.
The Spirit of God.
Amen. Yes,
preach this morning. I'll do that for the report. Isaiah said that 53rd chapter.
That some went over.
Over in the canyon, they won't let them just find out. When they come back, some had anger with them. Some had good part. No, the thing is, it's a tale when somebody goes somewhere, they bring them back. And that's what they say.
What are you bringing, preacher? I'm not bringing nothing. But he said, when I go away,
he said, I will come.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He said, the good spirit is not in your troubles. He said, it's killed.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you one that's done went and say what's on the other side? He didn't do that before.
Yeah,
he didn't wait. He didn't come back. He didn't move you right down there.
Yes, sir, buddy. Amen.
He was saved and born again.
Yes,
he brought life and brought it everlasting.
Amen.
He brought a witness and a good report. He brought cold waters to a thirsty soul. And he brought bandages from a far country.
Yes,
he said, hey, get all right tonight.
Amen.
He's alive. And you can live.
Yes, amen.
Tell you something about the Lord, he fill your plate full.
You be ready.
That's right.
You shut the bank. There is a time when they can go out and eat away. They said, you go out and eat. You can't bring it home, store it up, and eat it later. You can't decide I'm going to sleep in it. I'm going to give you that to life. That's something I can do.
That's right. Right.
This time to swim.
Yeah.
This time to swim.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You say, I know one.
It wants to spread life.
Yes,
it wants to be fruitful. It wants to multiply.
Yes. Amen.
I preached at the church this morning. My heart's desire. As a particular building in my church that my heart has some burden for. Oh, time after time, man. In my soul, I've seen coming about an hour. Time after time, I've had a witness of it in my life. God said, you see? I can't say it yet, but I'm going to tell you what, I show up to every service.
Yeah.
I ain't giving up on my God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He's life. Who's the giver of it?
Yes, sir.
When he gave it to me, I want to see others live.
Amen. Amen.
I pray you show up every service and you've got somebody on your heart that you've already seen coming up out of here.
Amen. Yes.
You believe it. You've got a desire and you'll delight yourself in the Lord.
Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. He'll direct your paths.
You know what man thinks? You know what the flesh will think? You will never see it. But you want to know what God says? What's impossible is impossible.
My Pat Paul was 86 years old when he got saved. Save his never dying soul and come up with a testimony of Jesus Christ in 86. I watched him leave here in 88 on that old man hospice. And I looked at him and he said, "Man, you go," I said, "Man, you don't say goodbye." He said, "I'll see you again."
Amen. Amen.
You bragging, preacher? Oh, yeah, I'm bragging.
Yeah.
I'm bragging on my God.
Yes,
but let me tell you what, I gave up at 12 years old when it didn't happen when I thought it should. But no, hey, God saved me. God was long suffering with me, and I knew He would be. Ain't nowhere to give up in this. Ain't nowhere to lay down. You know where the church flourished most? In persecution. You know where they drove the most? Where the world thought the hardest. I promise you this. The world is a fighting church.
Yes, sir, but
you say Satan's fighting, Satan's trying. I'm going to tell you what, the world is fighting.
You better believe it.
Satan's got his own much strength of what we're living on. He said, he ain't like God. He ain't omnipresent.
Oh, yeah.
He can't be everywhere at once. You know what he does? He plants little seeds.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, him, he went through and took some tires out there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, while you're sleeping, the devil's so high. I'll give you a few seeds you see so in your life.
That's right.
Yep, yeah, they start coming up and they start pulling strength from the bullet.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Good man, dude.
You're still weak.
Yeah.
You're still hungry. Don't you give up on your life.
Good man, dude.
The Lord didn't say nobody's right for nothing else. Nobody will come. You got life. Yeah,
amen.
You're going to get tired of life. You got life.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen,
Dave. You know the God you serve, don't you?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Are you worshiping? Are you speaking? Are you hurting? Are you going to worship? Are you going to pass it on? We'll work the same walk at 177, so the same spot on the
field.
The lifestyle. The lifestyle. Live the lifestyle. You got that. I can see it.
Amen, brother.
There's not six, it's not shut. Lord, I've got somebody to tell me where.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what, brother? There's more to you. There's a 5,000.
Yes, sir.
You can grow some dishes.
Yeah.
And a little more than that. You know what, brother? He had to get some. You know what, brother? He said, you know. It's yours.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Lord, plug something new, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You lay it right back to him and say, Lord, give me a piece of this back.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You know what the disciples done?
Yeah.
And the Lord had it. He broke off the face and he said, here you go.
Yeah.
You take that water and get it out.
Amen.
You take that water and that you take it home. And you say, Lord, hand the piece back.
Yeah.
They give you just a little piece of
yeah.
Scripture.
Yeah.
And let me go down the road, brother, to mama, daddy. Let me go down there to my gun. Let me go down there to my best friend on the job. And let me have a little piece of bread.
Yeah.
Hey, let me leave them. I
amen.
Promise you that little piece of bread will feed the multitude.
Yes,
hey, and then there'll be baskets, a long basket, both fragments. Did he take it up?
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
It don't run out.
Amen.
What?
Yes, sir. How's that life? Amen.
He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It's old, it won't depart from it. No, you know what they'll do? They'll
break off the food and do the same thing you think they
do. Why? Because they know it works.
What Mama fed me back, we're going to be up here with a fat boy. Well, I got 6 weeks to get the hot house of God. It wouldn't be strong enough to get them dry. When I want to give up, when I want to run uphill and hide, when I'm done preaching, when I'm done serving God,
yeah.
If I didn't shut up in my home, well, let me go. Well, what is that? Yeah. That's
Amen. Why. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
What keeps hanging on over at hospice?
What keeps hanging on to certain hospitals? Hey, it's nobody striving for life. Some words it has to give it up. Guess what? I got old again at 12 years old. I never give it up. It's
mine. Yes. Amen.
I'm saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
Can't get no more saved. I can't have no more life.
Hey, one day I'll get freed up a little bit more, I believe.
These old great brothers got me laying down and I'm getting cut loose. This earthly house of this tabernacle, it's going to dissolve. We're going to put on a building not made for man.
Amen.
You're going to put more parts made for me.
Amen.
But I'll be like the Son of God.
Yes, amen.
One that lives will be worshipped.
Yes.
One that shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint, shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And one day, I'll fly away.
And it's mine.
Amen.
And I can claim it now.
It's mine. You got life. Worship. If you are,
God's pleased with you. If not, He's not happy with you.
He wants us to share.
He wants us to tell this everywhere we go. They won't let me talk about it on my job, preacher.
Well, in the farm, so what?
He didn't save me to let me die. He saved me to let me live.
I love you.
I thank God for letting us come by this way tonight. Appreciate you. Really do.
I'm so hoping that we've got to hear some good things tonight.
Like I say, I thank the Lord for allowing and giving us a few words yourself. In the name of myself, it's the Spirit of God. I love you. I appreciate you.